Log on to theticket.com now for the last rodeo with Brooks and Dunn. You'll score a pair of tickets before you can buy them. The show will be May 29th at the superpages.com center. Be by the channel here in just a few minutes when we are due to talk a little bit more Mavericks basketball, if you can believe that, with none other than Jason Kidd. First, though, maybe this means something, maybe it doesn't, but LeBron James is a free agent at the end of the year. Oh, I'm sorry. I had the wrong segment there. I was just going to quick hit that. I'm sorry. It's time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
What a great day.
This is brought to you by
Cole Owen Son and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Damn it. I was trying to
Sorry, I got confused.
Did you see me look at you?
Yes.
Like, no, don't say anything. Let it ride out.
It had to be stopped. It had to be stopped.
Yes, you had to stop me before I hung myself.
Normally I would do that.
Damn it.
We're on a tight... running a tight ship today because of guests.
Yeah,
we don't have time to
be sharp
jacking around.
All right, let's go.
That'll definitely win the emergency break, though.
Well, it's about time. Let's say we get a flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive.
It's okay, Shooty.
Polarizing, over the top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra.
Here's Cobra.
Oh, my God. I'm fascinated by angel dust.
Well, go.
Holy crap. The Dancing with the Stars lineup.
Tell the right story.
I'm doing the only story that I know of.
Go.
Is officially been released. This is effing believable. This whole segment's getting ready to be an emergency break. You know the little circle thing with the rainbow wheel that starts spinning around on your Mac?
Yes.
Guess what's hit my computer all of a sudden?
The rainbow wheel?
The effing rainbow wheel. It's been released. Now, we talked about this not too long ago. It was the unofficial list. And so, yes, Pamela Anderson is officially on said list. Also on it is someone named Nishi Nash. You know the big black
Steve
lady?
Nash's sister.
The big black lady from Reno 90210?
Yes.
Reno 911?
Mm-hmm.
Reno 90210. She is part of it. As is Evan Lysacek.
Can't help you.
He is the gold medal men's figure skating champion from the Olympics. So they got an Olympics guy to be on there to carry over that Olympic cream dream. Also on it is the Bachelor from this year, who's from Dallas, who just announced that he will be getting married to his bachelorette.
He's just saying that.
God, you should have seen it last night.
Was he so scared, baby?
Oh, dear Judas.
I'm so scared, baby.
He's from here, though.
I'm so scared, baby.
What's his name? Like Corey?
Jake Pavelka or something like that. He sounds like a Nebraska offensive lineman. Real good-looking guy.
Really?
With all the ass that's in Dallas. And I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot. I went to a school in Fort Worth, and then I moved over to this area.
I didn't figure he looked like Otis Nixon.
TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years.
Really?
I'm so scared, baby.
But, why does this guy need to go on the show? Like, he really,
famous. He wants to be famous.
It was disgusting hearing some of the chat or reading some of the chat on Facebook about this today.
What are you reading? What are you reading that for?
Were you doing this while you were painting your toenails?
No, it just pops up there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
On the, I don't know, what they call it, the news page or whatever.
Your news feed.
Yeah, the news feed. And so you scroll down, you see some of it. You know, I don't really read it, but I see it. I see enough to know how disgusting it is.
All right. Also joining it is the woman that I'm most interested in, and this is the reason that I just might tune in. Aaron Andrews will be participating.
Oh, gosh. Hey now.
She gets me moving down there. She adds life to an otherwise dead area.
I'd throw one.
So would you.
No, there are others I'm more interested in this thing.
Uh-oh. Such as?
Pam Anderson.
That'd be one.
Who's the other one?
Read on.
No, I want to know. Are you coming up with a name?
No, I'm not. But I'm sure there are others.
No, there's really not.
There's not?
No. There's no other reason for you to watch, to be honest with you.
What about Shannon Doherty?
Dude.
You know, what's the matter with that?
Well, she's like 46 or something like that.
I'm more interested in her than Aaron Andrews.
Another name that interests me, how about this for hot and sex? Buzz Aldrin. No?
And the boop boop.
I hate this segment when you start talking about this show. I really do.
But isn't it funny?
No.
The names that they get and the cross-section that they pull off of?
Yeah, I guess. I hate it, too.
All right, we'll move on. Look.
No, finish your story.
No,
we
are done.
Finish your story.
We are done. We've already
you
listed the other
so
names.
Much,
Chad
so
Ochocinco, another white guy, a black guy, a chick, a donkey. They'll all be in it. Let's get to the meat of the what's going on here. Last night was the debut of a show called The Tonight Show with a comedian named Jay Leno.
Leno.
And Jay Leno, he outdrew one David Letterman. His show averaged about 6.5 million viewers. That beat Dave, which averaged about 3.8 million viewers. Now, this was night number one. You're talking about coming off one of the most successful Olympic runs, TV-wise, in the history of the games, which also means constant promotion for the show, which also means that, look, it just set up for a big night.
He
but
probably
this
had
wasn't,
big, powerful guests.
Well, he had Lindsay Vonn and Jamie Foxx.
And you know what? Tonight, he's got to go in there and do another show.
Oh, I know.
And his numbers will taper.
It's like doing this. Anybody thinks they can come in here and do this. And a lot of them probably can. Once.
Then you got to come back.
Yeah.
And
what are you going to do on that second day and the third day?
Bitch.
As we're staring at each other in the meeting room. What are we going to do? I don't know.
That's the way it is every day.
But I predict this. I predict that once the dust settles, and I'm talking about 2 weeks from now.
Right.
After there's no more hubbub whatsoever. And by the way, Jay didn't address anything. I watched his monologue on the intraweb. His first joke was a joke about how Dave and Oprah would be upset about something. So he referenced that commercial they did at the Super Bowl. But then that was essentially it. And then he just moved on like nothing had ever really happened.
Like he never left?
Well, he just didn't make fun of the situation, which I think is probably the smart idea.
Yeah.
Just to let it go.
Well, you know, he's going to take the high road.
Yeah.
He's high road Jay.
Let it go. But I think
that's what makes him the favorite of every douchebag and button-down striped shirts and khaki shorts out there.
I don't know anyone who really sits down to watch him.
Old people.
Like, how old, though?
I don't think it's just old people.
I don't either. I think there's a lot of people out there who enjoy Jay.
There's also a button-down, middle America, Christian, more subdued crowd that think that Letterman and Conan and all those other shows are too dirty.
Right.
That's a huge part of our world, Corby.
I know.
And Jay is not too edgy for them.
Right. He's safe.
But I think once the dust settles that we're going to see in a couple weeks that this is going to be a head-to-head race that favors no one. That he will have lost enough people through all the controversy that I think that there'll be about 1A and 1B. That there will be no clear leader in the late-night war like there was for so many years. Just my opinion.
Mark it down.
Could be wrong.
I bet Dave stomps him.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. Danny's right. There's a lot of people out there who just not into that. You know? Just like a lot of people will listen to ESPN radio.
Rather than this.
Just because, and you know, like we learned in the ratings that Galloway does really, really well with the age group of 65 and over. That's his main demographic. Yeah. 65 plus. Those people won't give us a chance. You know, if they did, they'd listen for about 2 seconds and then, you know.
They'd hear Burrito Jimmy.
They'd hear Mike stammer or something and, you know, we're not.
Most of the time.
We're not professional.
Okay.
Naomi Campbell's in trouble again.
It's Burrito Jimmy, I'm more concerned about them hearing.
You hear me?
Naomi Campbell, for some reason, still requires a limo driver.
Okay.
Is she still a supermodel?
No one can determine
indeed.
That.
She's still pretty and everything. Well,
you never lose that title.
I guess not, but she still has a limo driver. Well, cops are looking for her because she punched her limo driver in the face today.
That is one gangsta bitch, man. She will F people up.
Yes, she threw a phone at her maid.
Mm-hmm.
Got in trouble for that.
Didn't she beat up the bass player from U2 once?
She did?
I don't know.
Because it sounds kind of familiar.
Well, weren't they married? Or was he married to some other African supermodel?
Yeah, I don't think they were married.
Oh.
Although, it does sound familiar.
No, I think she was married to Charlie Watts.
Wasn't Adam... Is Adam Clayton, right?
No, it's Adam Clayton Powell. He was married to her. Powell!
Sorry, what?
I don't even know what's happening today.
Let's go over your last two jokes. Because they were terrible.
Okay, well, I'm bound to hit a home run here in a minute.
Okay, well, hold my breath for that. So, yeah, Naomi Campbell, she punches her limo driver, and then she flees the scene. She runs out of the limo, and now the cops can't find her. Yeah, she was married to someone famous. Who was David Bowie married to? My mom?
Iman.
Iman?
Yeah.
My mom? My mom?
He was briefly involved with her.
Who was?
Adam Clayton. Or briefly engaged.
Adam Clayton Powell?
Michael?
Who's Adam Clayton Powell?
I don't know.
Who is that?
Google him.
No, I don't have time.
Do your next story. All right, it is time for today's joke.
Jessica Simpson is talking about how pissed off she is.
He's a black preacher from Harlem that died in 1972.
Oh, my God. And you expected more out of us?
I always expect more out of you.
If this is how you're preparing yourselves to interview Jason Kidd, it's not going to go well.
I don't think so either. Let's let Ty handle the interview. She's pissed off about what John Mayer said. If you remember, he said having sex with her was like crack. It was like sexual napalm. He went on and on and on about how addicting sex was with her. Well, now she speaks, and she says, I really didn't want people to know how I am in bed. I mean, I guess it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
But I am a little bit upset.
I'll bet.
No, she's not.
I bet she's really tore up about this.
She wants people to know she's a freak.
Well, the bottom line is, what else does she have right now? She has no music career, no reality show or whatever show. I don't even know what would be going on in her life. There's really nothing going on.
She's
except for just
dating the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Yeah. Who will get tired of it after a while, I'm sure. She told Oprah Winfrey, though, which this is going to air tomorrow. She says that she's very comfortable with her current shape. She says, I love my curves. I'm never going to be a size zero, and I don't want to weigh 90 pounds. And then,
so in other words, she's gotten hefty again.
And then Oprah said, "Well, what about how you looked in the Dukes of Hazzard, which was really hot?"
Hey now.
She says, "I didn't weigh 90 pounds, but I was definitely smaller. But that was Daisy Duke. That's a role. I was playing a role. I don't want to look like Daisy Duke every day. I don't want to wear a bathing suit every day." Anybody believe that she wouldn't kill to get back to that form? So you're telling me that a woman in her 50s who looks at pictures of herself in her 20s wouldn't love to get back to that form and have her body just snap back from whatever calamity was going on in her life?
A woman in her 30s would love that.
Well, yeah. I mean, so would a man. That's the thing. I'm assuming, at least, you know, you look at old photos of yourself and you think, wow, I used to look like that.
I like my curves, Corby.
Why is Jimmy Johnson doing commercials for wiener pills?
Is he a Viagra spokesman?
No. He's a spokesman
that
make it bigger.
Jimmy Johnson, the Cowboys coach?
Yes.
He's got about 10 of them, too.
He's doing commercials for Extends.
Are you kidding me?
No. And if you order now, you can win a free lunch with Jimmy Johnson.
What's the number? Go.
Oh, my God. Doesn't he make like $10 million a year doing whatever he does?
I'm sure they threw stupid money at him.
Yeah, but to get thicker and wider? All right, we got to go.
Doesn't sound like an awful idea to some of us. All right, 4:53 here on The Ticket.